Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that, when answered, would bring on a new level of understanding that could take your efforts to a higher level in the gym, could take your physique to a higher level of development, and enjoy the process along the way, what would that question be? Think about that right now. I want you to call into the show. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. I have a free gift for you for calling in the show. Tell me how you're doing. How are you doing with your bodybuilding and training goals now that we're in this first week of this new year? Are you already sticking to your goals? Do you need some motivation, some encouragement, some validation that what you're doing is the right thing? Now is the time to call on the show. I will give you a free gift, and it's a $24.99 value. It's my ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. It's a $24.99 value, and it's been sold in over 52 countries around the world, and it's yours for free. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been facing in the gym or with your eating habits, that can launch you into a new level of physical growth. And not just a physical growth, mental growth, emotional growth, psychological growth. And if you've listened to the show, I've shared with you my belief how they are all tied together. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by my website, skiplacour.com. Visit my website, skiplacour.com, skiplacour.com. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter sent to you by email. Also, check out the complete DVD and book package I have at a special price, shipping that out for you for free on a special. Check that out at skiplacour.com. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition. Best supplements in the world, best quality, highest standards. Go to AST Sports Nutrition website at ast-ss.com, ast-ss.com. Also, sign up for access to the Max OT training program. You've heard all about it all over the internet, your friends in the gym, the fitness magazines. Max OT training, maximum overload training. It's the most effective and efficient way to build muscle and lose body fat in the shortest period of time. So go to ast-ss.com and sign up to get free access to learn all about the program. I credit that program for my six national championships, and you'll see why when you dedicate yourself to the program. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by manformation.com, M-A-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N, manformation.com. That is my program for men. It's fitness, it's personal development. Personal development, teaching men alpha leadership qualities that can transform you into the man you really want to be. So we talk a lot about the physical nature on this bodybuilding and training show. And if you've listened to the show long enough, you know a lot about me, so much more than what your body's all about, what it looks like. It's all about you becoming the total package, body, mind, and spirit. Go to the manformation.com website. Check it out. Learn the skills of the most successful, powerful, charismatic alpha males. Also, sign up for that free newsletter sent to you by email. And also visit the Man Formation message board, where there are men who are just like you, who are striving to take all areas of their life to the next level, not just their body, body's part of it, but your mind, your relationships, getting control of your life, picking a direction for what you really want and finding ways to get there. So visit manformation.com. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And what is the next level for you as you strive to create that body that you really want? No matter how well you are doing, no matter if you've just started training, you just started this new year with some ambitious goals to get yourself in the gym, or you've been doing this for 20 years, there's always a next level. Know that, respect that, appreciate that, especially when the time gets tough. No matter how well you're doing, there's always that certain amount of angst that makes you strive for a higher level, that makes you think, oh, wow, where I want to go is just one step, one reaching just past where you want to be. That is a normal part of the process. That's the champion inside of you who is striving for more. We all deal with that angst. Learn how to work with it and not against it. Don't try to resist that. Make it a part of who you are and see that that's a championship mindset. So what's stopping you from getting what you really want? If you want to make improvements in the shortest period of time, effectively and efficiently, you're going to have to know exactly what it is you want. So think about that right now. What do you want from your bodybuilding and training efforts? Getting what you want, finding the best combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be so much easier when you know exactly what it is you want. The answers to your questions will start coming to you like what seems to be magic, but it's not magic. It's just because you've identified it. And that's how it works when you get really specific. The answers are indeed out there, maybe even right here, right now on this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio show. So what's it for you? Is it with your training, your nutrition? How about your motivation? Do you need a kick in the pants? Do you need more drive to do everything you already know you need to do? That drive to get to the gym on a more consistent basis or more, maybe even perform better once you are in the gym. So what's it for you? Here's your chance to get some free coaching. Call me and let's talk about what's it going to take for you to get more out of your bodybuilding and training goals. Like I said, all it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at the situation that makes all the difference in the world, one breakthrough, whether it's mental or physical. That's all it takes. And I can help you do that. I've been helping over thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world take their bodies to the next level to help them break through those frustrating training plateaus or sticking points. I've been doing that through my website. I've written 10 books, 7 DVDs. I've done seminars all over the world, writing for the Muscle Magazine's one-on-one coaching, and now right here, right now, in this open forum. So take the time, invest in yourself a few minutes, and call 347-326-914. 9145, again, 347-326-9145. I want to welcome right now a good friend of mine across the pond in Australia, Ben Lewis, fitness enthusiast, fitness trainer, up-and-coming fitness celebrity. He's got some real big goals. You're going to hear a lot about Ben in the next coming year. I feel privileged to have him add his perspective to the show. Ben, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fabulous, doing very, very well. Happy New Year, Skip, and Happy New Year to all the listeners out there.
Well, Happy New Year to you. I know you've got some big plans. Ben and I have worked together behind the scenes for last year, so we've set ourselves, Ben has some ambitious goals. He's got a great perspective on all this. And why I love Ben's approach, not he's a really likable, affable, knowledgeable guy, it comes from a different perspective. Sometimes, and Ben knows this is when some people, they want advice. They think that maybe because I've been doing this for so long at this level, they feel a little bit intimidated for their simple questions that they have. thing is that we all our questions are the same. It's kind of what level of passion, intensity, mental focus that you put in it, and where you're at that takes it to the next level. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Thing about what I like about Ben is that he breaks that down, that kind of wall, and offers you another solution. I got a lot of emails. People really love Ben's style, and I really love him on the show. So how was your first few days? And I said good morning to you, Ben. Ben gets up in the middle of the night just to join me on this show because it's 2 o'clock in the morning there.
Absolutely, yeah. The show starts at 1:30 in the morning. That's it. Usually finishes around 2:30 in the morning. That's correct.
Right, so, and I really appreciate that. So how do your first few days of your new year go, Ben? Are you right on track with your goals?
Absolutely. Pretty much right on track there. I had some celebrations happening over the new year period, which was just a great thing. I was just loving that. And now pretty much just back on track. So definitely stuck straight into that now. And just moving forward and just enjoying it.
Now, that's awesome. That's awesome. It's always good to get off to a good start the new year. I'm so glad everybody's back into their structured patterns. You know, the holidays were fun. Those are now over with. It's time to get down to work and make this year with all the challenges, you know, a lot of concerns about the economic crisis and how that's affecting so many people with jobs. And it's the level that it's hitting, you know, people with good jobs, stable jobs that they had for years, this is a different time. And with different times, you know, we have no choice but to adjust mentally, physically, emotionally. And that's your job right here, right now. And what I stress to so many people who I coach is that this is the time, you know, maybe just to hang in there physically. Just get down to the basics. Work on your core, your inside, okay, your body, the things that you can control, and just become stronger mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically. Stand tough so as we come out of this, and who knows how long this is going to take, you're going to be stronger than ever to just, you know, leave the ground running. While other people are cowering and hiding and worrying and fretting, you're building your base. You're becoming stronger inside so that you're ready to take all this on. You're ready to take on any stress or any changes. This is the time to work on you, work from the core, go underground, so to speak, and really become a stronger you. It maybe in some way look at it this way, that those when times were easy, did you really use the best of your abilities? Did you? Or did you kind of go along the flow? If you had those times back, I know a lot of people saying, wow, if I knew these times were going to be like this, I would have worked harder, I would have saved more, I wouldn't have looked at money and material things the same way. Well, we can't go back in the past, but you can learn from that. Build a stronger you. That's why I'm so passionate about this show, sharing my information on doing something that you can do like every day, at least 5 out of 7 days, work on yourself, work on your physical body to prepare yourself for any physical, mental, the stress that comes along with it. Also, that's why I'm so passionate about my Manformation show, where I teach men alpha male leadership qualities to get a control of their own mind. When you are in control of your own mind, makes the world a lot easier place. And this is the time to really work on your body, mind, and spirit. Just so passionate about that. That's one thing that during these downtimes you can really set yourself apart by being calm, cool, and collected, powerful, in control, and not just some act. You really are physically, mentally, emotionally, while other people are falling apart and worrying. This is your time to set yourself apart. This is the time to set yourself up for tremendous success when those more easier times or those good times come ahead. What do you think about that, Ben? Have you noticed the same things around your part of the world?
Absolutely. I just think that's just so valuable, just, you know, building a person up in that way, you know, becoming stronger and just really, you know, just that is just a very valuable thing. So certainly, definitely I can see quite a bit of that happening. And yeah, just those simple disciplines on a daily basis, you know, it's just an accumulative effect. So certainly it has a very powerful strengthening effect in that way. Yeah, it's very valuable.
Right. Well, right now I want to, I'm going to talk to you. I want to start every session with just a short a short little lesson, something that I can give you a little nugget of success. And this week, I am going to give you a little bit of tough love. Tough love, but as your coach, as your friend, as your trainer, so to speak, sometimes it's the tough love that takes you to the next level, not someone who's just telling you what you want to hear or telling you that everything that you're doing is okay, because sometimes they're not. This week, I want to talk about your standards. And if you're not satisfied with the results that you're getting, maybe it's time to take a look at your standards. Do you feel as though you're working hard towards your bodybuilding and training, your health and fitness goals, but you are not achieving the results that you feel that you really deserve? I've got a question for you. How do you know for sure that you are truly working hard? Do you compare yourself and your efforts to those around you? Is it that you are currently asking yourself those things that are really going to take you where you really want to go? Are you actually living up to your own requirements for success on a consistent basis? The word standard is defined as a level of quality or attainment. Your standard is the very least you'll expect out of yourself. You know that level of effort you require yourself to give in the gym, and you will never settle for anything under any circumstances that is anything less? Well, that's the training performance standard that you've established for yourself in the gym. And you know that certain level of extra body fat that drives you when you see it to kick your eating habits and cardiovascular training habits into gear? That's a standard that you've created for the way you absolutely must look and feel. The standards we've set for ourselves will determine our level of success that we'll enjoy. Many people may feel they are dedicated and hardworking, but everyone has different standards of what dedicated and hardworking means to them. Just how high are your current standards? Many people who train feel they really want to take their bodies to a higher level of development. They believe they are committed, disciplined, and willing to do whatever it takes to achieve those improvements. Usually, their lack of desire, in their opinion, is never their problem. What many of these ambitious people don't realize, however, is that desire alone may not get the job done. And simply doing what you've already been doing for a few more weeks, a few more months, or another year won't necessarily help you achieve those next level improvements either. The bottom line is this: if you want to make significant improvements to your physique sooner rather than later, you'll probably need to raise your standards of what you expect from yourself, both inside and outside of the gym. What you've done to get yourself to this level of physical development and performance in the gym has probably worked well for you. But if you are truly committed to taking the way your physique looks and your effectiveness in the gym to a higher level, you must build upon what you have already been doing well and expect even a little bit more out of yourself. What exactly do I mean by raise your standards? Well, for example, let's talk about building more muscle mass. We all know how important eating our meals on a consistent basis is as we strive to pack on muscle, right? We should know that. We need to eat smaller, more frequent meals throughout the day to build muscle. If you are eating four meals a day right now, you may need to budget into your schedule another one or two meals, another one or two well-timed meals. If you want to improve, you must do this despite any challenges you may face because of an overloaded work schedule or school schedule. Eating four meals a day might be better than most of your friends, but if you want to make improvements, another one or two meals every single day might be the strategy that finally helps you achieve greater gains. If you want to carry less body fat and your current standard is to adhere to a structured, disciplined bodybuilding diet 5 days a week, you may need to become a little stricter. You must raise your standards if the one you now are on is not getting you where you want to be. instead of allowing yourself to relax a little from your plan and enjoy some not-so-healthy, delicious foods on the weekends, you may have to eliminate one of those days off or those cheat days. You may need to allow yourself only one cheat day out of every 7 days each week to lose that extra body fat. Nothing in life that's really worth achieving comes easily. It doesn't matter what you think other people can get away with and still reach their goals. I'm talking about what it takes for you to make the improvements you want. The difference between a person who has earned an outstanding physique and the person with the average one almost always comes down to the standards that they've set for themselves. They follow through with those higher standards and follow through with them on a day-to-day, week-to-week, and month-to-month basis. The people with the best physiques simply expect more out of themselves. There's a saying that says, the tougher you are on yourself, the easier life becomes. It's their higher standards that have led to their success, not because they are lucky or have been blessed with amazing genetics. Whatever you do, please do not listen to those negative, disgruntled, or mediocre people in your gym who want you to believe that nonsense. You'll be destined to be stagnant with your efforts just like they are. It's my belief that the biggest reason why we become frustrated with our lack of progress is that, whether you want to admit it or not, we are not living up to our own standards. Deep inside, we know when we are making the most of our gifts that we were blessed with. We know when we are making excuses for ourselves. We really know that blaming factors outside of our control is simply a diversion to take the pressure off ourselves. If we can convince ourselves, we think we are not entirely responsible for our less than satisfactory results. Unfortunately, we can't fool ourselves for very long. We will eventually realize that we have let our own selves down. The only problem with learning lessons this way is it's a big waste of valuable time. That's time we will never get back. So why waste time? Let's muster up the courage right here and right now. Let's look at ourselves in the eye and step up to the challenge. Although it may be a little painful to admit to ourselves when we are not working as hard as we once thought we were, we will be the true winners in the end. The pressure we put on ourselves will force us to follow through with the things we say we are willing to do to build great bodies. Now, all we need to do is execute. So think about your standards. Think about and honestly assess if you are living up to your standards, and whether you are or you aren't, let's kick it up. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's take advantage of this time. Let's take advantage of this opportunity to create a better us and just get to work. So, Ben, what do you think about that? Standards and the people that you help around your gym, inside and outside of the gym, through your coaching programs that you do, through your seminars that you do for business, and your one-on-one training. Where do standards come in for you, and how do you make people honestly look at their standards so they can become better, even if they have to put a little bit of pressure on themselves?
Okay. Well, certainly, standards are so important. And generally, I explain to a lot of people precisely what you were saying, just then, that the difference between one person's physique and another person's physique has to do with the standards that they set for themselves. And generally, inside the gym and outside the gym, really it's those standards that people follow through with that's going to make the biggest difference. So, generally when people actually just everything when it comes to eating, nutrition, actually setting goals for themselves. It's each and every aspect of that. Just to, let them know and just assist those people in that way.
Well, do you feel the same disconnect that they think they're working very hard in the gym and they think they're doing everything right, especially when they compare themselves to someone else who may be struggling, they can't figure it out. How do you you know, make them aware that it is their standards and it's not their training routine, it's not their genetically disadvantaged or whatever. I mean, how do you make that connection? And do you feel that they really do, they really generally think that they are working hard? How do you break through that?
Yeah, just generally when they're in the gym, you know, just looking, I suppose, just breaking it down, just looking at each and every aspect of, you know, what they're doing, you know, what they expect out of themselves, the assessments that they make, you know, at the end of each session, and, you know, just what they actually compare themselves to, you know, in regards to other people, what they expect out of themselves, and, you know, the other 23 hours of the day when they're not actually in the gym has to do with, you know, eating on time and, you know, following through with their cardiovascular training sessions, you know, documenting that.
Do you create those standards for them? You really break them down? And then, one thing that I've noticed, Ben, is that, you know, people just know what they know. And if they've never really had the body that they want. Now, if it's someone who really was dedicated, I'm not talking back when they were 15 years old. I'm talking about as an adult. They were once, you know, in good shape. They had a consistent workout regimen. They know enough about nutrition that they once earned the body they want. That's different. Those people usually, they understand standards. They've been there before. You know, they might complain about how it might have been easier 10 years before, but they generally know what they need to do to go to the next level. Now, the people who maybe within the first couple years of working out, even if that long, they've never known what it's felt like to be in a good eating regimen for a long period of time or a workout program for a long period of time. Their body has never felt a certain way, so they're trying to theorize what that would be like. It's they don't know what they don't know. And so they're trying to make assessments and standards and evaluations based on a place where they've never been there. They've never been there before. So it would be literally impossible they're making guesses. I like to joke around about the time before I started bodybuilding, and I thought pizza was the ultimate food. It had something from the bread group, the vegetable group, the milk and cheese group, and sometimes I would get extra cheese on it, you know. And, you know, I took nutrition classes, you know, back in school, learned about the food, all the different food groups. I just didn't know. I, you know, that wasn't an area that I focused on. So with that type of lack of understanding, even though, and I've already eaten pizza a few times a week because I just didn't know, I would have had a tough times, those standards wouldn't have been good enough to get me the body that I wanted. One person talked about, hey, well, what do healthy people eat when they're driving in their car? The fact that healthy people probably don't eat anything while they're driving in their car never occurred to that person. So it's a breakthrough when, you know, when you have standards, how to make them really understand and feel something in a place where they've never gone before. I want to hear about your standards. I want you to just kind of use this radio show out there and call in. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Maybe tell me about the areas right now that your standards that you know you need to step off on, you know you need to do more of. And if you did do more of, then you would get the results that you want a little faster at least. But more importantly, you'll feel a lot more empowered along the way. So this is what I do, man. I have this working hard exercise. And this is a way, because, again, making them break through. And so what I do is people generally think they're working hard. They come up with the standard, and you know, sure, they can have some improvement. But generally, when they look around for their level of knowledge, they look around to their friends, people generally put themselves at a work pretty hard level. Especially if they show up to the gym, they have some consciousness of what to eat. And they get really stuck in that mindset. Even though they're not getting what they want, it's almost a better place for them to feel certain rather than that angst, that anxiety, that pain of really thinking that everything they've been doing isn't really good enough. And so I figure it's a really delicate process because I really work hard. And if you listen to this show, and Ben, we've talked about this before when we coach, is that certainty and confidence is the most important thing that even gets you to move forward, gets you out of bed to even go to the gym, show up on a consistent basis, even attempt to eat those foods that are healthy when you'd rather be eating pizza or other delicious foods. I never want to rock a person's certainty and confidence. And so how I do it is I build upon it. I just say, hey, tell me some standards. And I might just keep it simple, depending on what type of coaching session I'm in. And I'll say, well, what would a person with an average body, what would be their standards when it comes to health and fitness, eating right during the day? And they might list something like, oh, they'll eat junk food twice a day. You know, they may go to the gym. You know, 50% of the time they say they would. They wouldn't get enough sleep. Whatever the standard is, they'll kind of say what a person with an average physique would be. And they'd list out just say 5 or 6, maybe 10 standards of that person. And I go, okay, well, tell me what a person with, you know, pretty darn good physique, okay, nice body, they like what they're doing, what would their standards be? And, of course, they would be higher than the person with the average body, and they'd build upon that. Oh, maybe they only miss 1 or 2 workouts in a month. Maybe they make sure they get 4 meals. And maybe if they have a cheat meal or a delicious meal, it might be once every couple of days. They make sure they get X amount of sleep. They drink this amount of water. They do cardio even though they don't like it, whatever it may be. Okay, and so I go, that's great. That's what a person with an above average physique. So now you've told me the standards for an average person with an average body, a person with a really good above-average body. And I said, now tell me the standards of a person with an amazing body. I mean, a head-turning body. Because they just walk like they're confident and happy and fulfilled with the way they work on their body and they present themselves. What kind of standards would that person be? And that person with their own knowledge, wherever they are, whether they've been training for 1 year or 10 years, they'll say, well, that person would train in the morning. They would do cardio. They would eat all their meals. They would do this and do that. And they would tell me everything that person with an amazing body would do. All right? Sometimes they get a little ambitious, and I might kind of curb them down because they might say, well, they work out 3 hours a day in the gym. I'll say, well, let's scratch that. If they know what they're doing, that person with an amazing body, they can do it for an hour. So I don't let them go overboard with those standards. All right? But I let them pretty much just passionately tell me about what that person with an amazing body would do. And then I go, okay, so you've told me with your level of knowledge what you think a person with an average, okay body, a person with an above average body, what their standards would be, and then a person with an amazing, head-turning, outstanding physique would do every single day. All right, now your last part of this exercise is tell me what you are going to do. Tell me what your standards are going to be. And you see that method, Ben, that they can't say, oh, I don't know, I do everything. Because they, even with their, no matter what level of knowledge they have, they've taken themselves through that process, they can line themselves with standards that I'm sure, you know, 100% of the time are a lot higher than the standards they've already been living at. I didn't tell them what to do, so they can say, well, you know, that other training guru says that, or Ben in Australia doesn't necessarily believe in that, or I read this in the book here, or my friend got better results and they did this training program, or they ate that way. Okay, they can't slide out of information anymore because it's they themselves who set those standards through that process. And it's a big wake-up call. Yeah, it's a big wake-up call. Once you take personal responsibility, that's your first step. It's your first step. You can't use ignorance as an excuse. You can't use lack of genetics as an excuse. You make the best of what you have with both your mind and body.
Absolutely. Spot on. That's a very, very useful technique. And just gives it a totally different perspective when you lay it out in that way, you know, from average to nice to awesome or head-turning, you know, outstanding. You know, a person can just see, you know, what needs to happen and actually just step it up and just raise their standards. So
right.
No, it's very, very helpful.
Yeah, when they can identify their own self-imposed standards, because that's what we do. We do that in our lives right now. I mean, again, I talked about when you want a certain amount of muscle, if you were to look in the mirror and you think you're losing muscle. All right. There's a certain point you'll only let it get look your body look a certain way before you kick in the training, before you make sure you start eating all your meals again. When it comes to body fat, before you cut out the fat. And everybody has different standards. It's amazing to me, too. I just see different people and, you know, how much their standards may vary, how they can let their bodies swing back and forth. But, you know, that's fine. We all have different things going on in our lives. But there are just, you have a bottom standard, the lowest that you'll go. And that works for all areas of your life, how bad you'll let your relationships get or what's financially, what's the lowest amount that you'll ever have in your bank account before you kick it in and you work night and day. You don't make any more excuses. Do whatever it takes. It's a great time right now at this beginning of the year is to reevaluate your standards. And instead of blaming the economic crisis, are you really working hard enough? Instead of blaming your genetics or how your metabolism has slowed down from how it was 10 years ago, are you really working hard? Gut check time to really see if you're everything you say you are. Sometimes it might be painful, but again, the pain you put yourself through right now, especially if you can manage that in a good, healthy manner, can really make the whole journey easier. Here we are in the beginning of this new year, 2009. All right, just think how quickly 2008, how fast it's gone by. What if you had 2008 to live over again? You know, were there some goals or standards or anything that you wanted to accomplish that you really lost track of? Maybe you said it last year. Maybe even wrote it down. But you never follow through with it on a daily basis, even reminding yourself of that. And now the year is gone. Now we're in another year and you're thinking, God, I wish I had that year over again. What if you just did a little bit of work every single day? Maybe if you're writing a book, maybe if you wanted to have the most obedient dog in the world, maybe if it's your health and fitness, what if you just did a little bit of work every single day? Or how about just 5 out of every 7 days here in 2009? So when we're in 2010 this time, you've chipped away your goals. You just write down another plan, and then you didn't accomplish it. So one thing about, you know, we have standards, but where are those standards leading you towards? Instead of having this subconscious barometer of, you know, what you'll let it drop down to before you kick it in, or when it gets, your standards are going really well and it's that you're okay, that signal in your mind to feel good about what you're doing. What if we create that bullseye of where we really want to be, and then our standards kind of follow through. You know, I've made it a point, Ben, this is something that, a standard I've used many times in the past, but this time I'm committed, and so far every single day this year, already every single day this year, I'm 100%, I've created just simple 10 to 15 minute disciplines that I do every single morning when I point myself, that points me in the right direction of where I want to go. And it's just 8 simple things that I do every morning. Like I said, it doesn't take more than 10 or 15 minutes. One of those things, and again, it wakes me up. It just points me right in the direction where I want to go. It isn't like I wake up for a couple hours and I think, oh, what am I going to do today? Hey, what am I all about? Where am I going with my life? And what am I going to do today to get me there? Boom, I just think about the minute I wake up. One thing I do is I have my 2000 plans. I don't even call them goals because they're plans. They're going to happen. And I have them posted on in my home office right in front of me. I've got 12 of these big major goals. And the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, Dan, I'll take you through the process. And for those of you listening out there, is that I'll jump out of bed. And I don't just get out of bed. I promise myself every single day this year, I'm going to get out of bed like I've got something to do. I've got a place to go that I'm going to take advantage of life and this opportunity. I'm not going to let another year go by of mediocrity or losing track of where I want to go. I'm going to take advantage of this life. And I'm going to remind myself of that every single day when I get up. I'm not going to just get out of bed. I'm not going to hit the snooze bar. And I'm not going to just kind of roll out of bed, you know, like, oh, God, here's another I have to get up. I promise myself that I'm just going to just jump out of bed and let my feet hit the floor. And I'm going to say, I've got these words that I say to myself That's what today is all going to be about. What I'm after, emotions, feelings, just four or five. And I just kind of say to myself that, you know, today is going to be an awesome day filled with these things. That's the first thing that I say every single day. Again, you wake up pointing in the direction of where you want to go, and this is the day that's going to be, it's going to happen for me. And the next thing that I do is I do these breathing exercises. And Ben, you being a trainer, you know how important it is to get oxygen into your brain, especially first thing in the morning. You don't want to be drowsy for the first hour of the morning. You want to start off on the right foot. You don't want your breathing to slowly and gradually take place and then wake yourself up, or you have to go run for that coffee. You can control a lot of things with your breathing. So I do these breathing exercises where I go, I breathe in for four, I breathe out for four. And I just do that count, just getting the oxygen flowing through my body, waking myself up immediately in the first few minutes of the morning, not waiting for it to just come about. And I'll just do about 15 of these, 15 short breaths in through my nose, four breaths out of my mouth, all right? And then what I'll do is these brain exercises. Now, you have your right side of your brain, your left side of the brain. We all know about one's the analytical side, one's the creative side. Well, first thing in the morning while your brain gets going is that they work independently of each other. And so what you want to do is get them in unison. They will eventually, as the morning goes on, start waking up and working together. But you can do things by the way you move your body, getting your body going first thing in the morning. And so what I'll do is I'll have opposite limb movements, right? So my right arm is doing one thing while my left arm is doing the other, and my right leg is doing one thing while my left leg is doing the other. And I do these certain exercises. It just takes me about 15, 20 seconds, and it gets the brain functioning. So my breathing, my brain waves, they're working in unison. My thoughts are going in a certain direction. And then what I have is this board has pictures of where I want to go, the things that I want, the places I want to visit, things in my life that I want to experience. And right in the middle are my 2009 goals, are my plans. And I just kind of wake myself up, go right to it, clap, 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 you know, move around while I'm looking at these things. And again, I don't have to necessarily study them. You know, my subconscious mind is picking them up, especially after 365 days. You see, if I have, for example, on my goals to become a better at my networking skills, right, and just say that's one of my 12 goals, that's something that can easily slip through the cracks. But if I'm looking at first thing in the morning, I'm looking at that every single day, it's going to be hard to, like, be in the 6 month of this year, be June, and say, hey, you know what? Well, I remember this year I want to be better at networking. You know, I got to start doing that again because it's constantly right in front of me, especially first thing in the morning. So I look at all these pictures and notes and my 2009 plans, and I look, you know, all through it. Then there's this certain thing that I say to it's like my code of conduct, what direction I am in. And it's just a couple paragraphs. It takes me about 30 seconds to read, and this is what I'll do. I'll read out loud. And it's just some certain things about what I'm committed to do, what I'm committed to be. I'll just say it boldly, loudly. I'll use my hands. I'll be really animated, like I'm a Shakespearean-type actor, you know. I just want to be really animated, put these words out there. And you can see where I'm just coming alive, I'm looking in my direction. That takes about 10 minutes, okay? Then the last thing I'll do is I'll kind of just sit down. And I'll sit down in a chair, kind of close my eyes, and I'll just really visualize, like, all this stuff happens. All those plans I made, those goals, everything on my vision of where I want to be, I just kind of sit down and I just pretend I'm a Hollywood actor. I sit like I would sit. I think like I want to think. And I put myself in the future when all those things would happen, you know. And I'm going forward in time. So I'm sitting in my chair in my office, but this is somewhere in time, like a year from now or 2 years from now, when all this stuff happens. How would I feel about myself? I can see it in my mind. I'm sitting in that room in that big house that I'm going to live in with all these type of things and all these people in my life. Now I visualize I am already that person because it's so true. And we've all done this before. You know, one thing is you talk about motivation. Some people are really into it. Some people aren't when it becomes a taught type of learning lessons. Here's my thing, Ben, is that whether or not you're a person who is into structured mental disciplines or you're a person who doesn't really think too much about it, the things that you've accomplished in your life, you have visualized, you have seen it. You've seen it in your head thousands of times before you actually achieved it. You know, maybe it's for someone out there, well, I don't have goals like that. Well, maybe you do. Maybe you always wanted to, I don't know, have a great dog who's well-trained. You know, I throw that out there. Or maybe it's you always want to have the ultimate relationship. That's something you may have visualized for years. You saw it in your head, the person you'd rather be with. And while other people have unsuccessful relationships, why is it that you have a great relationship? It's because you visualized it thousands of times. You wouldn't settle. You had those standards. Your mind was always moving in a certain direction where other people's weren't. And in their lives, they have things that you don't have because they've been visualized. So whether or not you want to be structured with this and sit down for just, you know, about 30 seconds, and you'll get better and better at time, just like with any exercise, you know, that visualization, you'll start seeing it and feeling it better. You know, it feels just good. You, just like you visualize those things that you were successful in, you saw them in your mind a million times. So when it actually happened, it felt yes. you already there in your mind. That's why you made it happen in the physical absolutely. World. And like I said, you could not do this and hope it comes around or invest 30, 45 seconds in yourself and just sit down and just visualize where you are in the future. You're the same person, maybe a little bit better body, maybe a little bit better work habits, maybe a little bit more money in the bank, maybe better relationships, maybe you're in a bigger house. Maybe all your goals and dreams come true, but that you're that same person in the future sitting down that same morning at the same time. You see what I'm saying? So just doing that, again, sounds complex, but it's 10 to 15 minutes every morning, that investment in yourself that I do every single morning. So,
I mean, only 10 or 15 minutes, and just the value in that is just immense. And that's just a great thing, I'm sure, just with the repetition of that. You know, it's just, it happens very quickly. It becomes very easy. Becomes very easy. And, just the feeling that a person gets from that is just wonderful. So I love the way that you described that, about how you were clapping your hands and just all the different things that you described there. It just sounded amazing. So, definitely, that's a very, very good thing. And
again,
I'll
incorporate. One thing is that, you know, I know I have a lot of guys send me emails. I feel so privileged to help younger men or men who are struggling. And that's why I'm so passionate about man formation. And it's not just about, you know, it's not about your body. It's about your body or your life. And there's certain things that, you know, this path of personal development, physical development, that's been my passion. And over the last 25 years, plus all the books that I've read on the mind, the last 20 years of what it's taken me to build my body, I feel so privileged that while you've been going on your path, and I don't mean you, Ben, but those of you who are listening to this show, whether it's live or in a podcasted version, you've been going through your path in life and doing what you're great at, and that's awesome. And I feel so privileged that I can take all those years of my dedication, my passion. I've read all those books that you don't have to read. I've been to all those seminars around the world and paid all that money that you don't have to go to or you don't have to pay. And I can deliver it in a way that you can just take what I know into little nuggets and apply it immediately to your life. And really a lot of the things that I talk about with the mind, the body, the spirit, and how I apply that to my training. And I know a lot of people who listen to this show, the bodybuilding training show, is specifically for their body. I hope you learn a lot more about this, and success in the gym, success with building the body you want, is really has to do with more with your mind. And like I said, I feel so privileged. I get so many letters from young guys. You know, maybe they started listening to the show, or they've been reading my article since they were like 16, 17, and now they're 25 years old. And they talk about the incredible things that they've accomplished in the disciplines, the mental and the physical disciplines that they learned that point them in the right direction from my years of focus, which have started them off. It opened up a whole new world that they may have not bumbled into until maybe, I don't know, 10 years later, has pointed in that direction. It's a good feeling, and again, there's success in all different areas of your life. So if this stuff sounds a little bit strange, I just need to tell you that whether they do it in a structured way like I'm outlining to you, champions in all areas of life, they do the same thing. They just don't have a radio show to talk about it. They don't just write articles to make it look so sterile, okay? They do it in their minds. There's one international bodybuilder who's like at the top of his game. He's top of the world, okay? I did an interview with this gentleman back when, very poor, very focused, very young. I think he was probably not even 21 years old at the time. And, I was doing the article on him. I was the guy with all the personal development, motivational experience. I read all the books. I don't know what books that he read, but I don't know if he was necessarily a student of the mind as far as, the reading of the books and going to seminars type thing. I'm pretty sure he wasn't. But there's one thing that he said to me that really taught me a lesson, and it kind of ties in with everything that I'm saying. He was giving me reasons for his success at that age. He goes, you just got to focus on what it is you want, And he said, if that means to write it down 5 times a day, then write it down 5 times a day. And it would sound so simple. It wasn't all eloquent like a gigantic motivational speaker type of seminar or some psychologist or a PhD talking about the science of success or anything like that. It was just something very simple about focus. And what I realized from that moment is, some people may write the books. Some people might have the eloquent wording of when they talk about the science of success in the mind. But anyone who is successful, they've used those disciplines. They've used those disciplines. The success in any area of life, it has universal qualities. So just keep your mind open to a lot of things that I'm saying, because the champions that you see, whether you realize it or not, they're doing that. They're not overnight successes. They're not just naturally talented, because there's a lot of people with talent. A lot of people with talent who never realize it. There is a difference. Yes, people are blessed with different talents. It's how hard you work to develop those talents, because those talents alone, they don't wake you up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym. I don't care how great your body is. I don't care how much natural intelligence you have. If you don't exercise your brain, if you don't stretch yourself to use that natural base of intelligence, it's not going to be anything. You're not going to achieve anything great just because you have natural talent. It's those people who work on it.
For sure. Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to have a little bit of a commercial. I want to let you know about my DVD Packing on Muscle as we wind down the show. And we're going to come back. And again, if you have any questions or comments, I want you to call into 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145.
I'm Skip LaCour, 6-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing on Muscle, Max Ortiz Style, is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goals.
During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing on Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing on Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
That's my training DVD, 4 hours DVD. Go to school this year. Take your level of knowledge and expertise. Really dedicate yourself this year. Learn to master this area of your life. Order my DVD if you really want to take the next level. I really encourage you to get the whole package of 20 hours of footage on 7 DVDs. And over 1,900 pages, and then there are 10 book titles that I have. So go to skiplacour.com and order that complete package. Well, we're winding down to the end of the show. Ben, you have any final comments as we go down? Anything that you want to share? Any, what was the biggest takeaway of anything that I kind of just rambled on today, Ben? What was your biggest takeaway? What sticks out in your mind the most?
Generally, what you were saying about the just what happens each morning for 15 minutes and just establishing that on a daily basis, I just think that's just really important, just really focusing, using that power of focus, tuning into what it is that you want, and just the breathing and just those simple disciplines really rung true for me. And I just think that was just a great point.
Right, and anyone out there who wants to listen to what exactly those bullet points are, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, and I'll kind of just jot that down, and I'll just tell you how I wake up with that focus that points me to the direction that I really want to go. Ben, do you have a Facebook account? Are you a Facebook guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I kind of just a lot of people. I kind of had an account. I really didn't do much with it, and kind of got into that, kind of really set that page up and kind of sent out some invitations to people who are on my email list. And I think that's a great way to communicate, something I'm going to take advantage of. So if you're out there and you have a Facebook account, look at my Facebook account at Skip Lacour and get on my program. I'll keep you up to date with any updates. And you'll see Ben's online too. Send me a request there too, Ben. So if you want to stay in contact with Ben, I have a Twitter account. That's something new that kind of I've been throwing out some motivational quotes, doing whatever I can to do whatever it takes to stimulate this particular area of your life, this personal development, this training, bodybuilding, whatever I can do. So look me up on Twitter also, get some consistent updates. I'm going to try this whole computer thing and see how it can help us with our bodies, minds, and spirits. So thank you for visiting the show. Visit the manformation.com website. Listen to the Manformation Show Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. You can find out more information on manformation.com. This is the AST Sports Science website at AST-SS.com. I want you to have a great week. Send me those emails. Any suggestions you want to talk about the show, if you want some coaching maybe on this show, send me an email. Maybe we can schedule something there. So have a great week and visit the show. Listen to the show next week.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great week.